The water flows through this creek, much like the energy flows through your body. Life is messy, and things tend to fall in the creek. From The Guru, Avatar: The Last Airbender, Season 2, Episode 16.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution, the place to be to learn all about essential oils, health, and wellness. Thanks for tuning in. Just a little warning for this episode, the sound quality of my guests was kind of goes in and out at certain points, but it was such great content that we didn't feel like we wanted to redo it. So thanks for pushing through those moments for us. But today's episode, I think you'll really like. It's a very interesting look at the chakra systems of our bodies, the different energy wheels, as it were, that move around our body, and how those can be affected by everyday life and also supported through the use of essential oils. There's some really good tangible takeaways from this episode. I think you're really going to enjoy listening to my guest, Lara. And so we'll get to the show, but first let's pull a recipe real quick out of our DIY dugout. This recipe comes from Tamika, all the way from Chicago, Illinois. This recipe is for a detoxing bath soak. To make the detoxing bath soap, pour 1 cup of Dead Sea salt, 1 cup Epsom salt, and 1/8 cup bentonite clay. Add 7 drops lavender essential oil and 7 drops frankincense essential oil. Mix those all in a bowl, throw it in your bath just before getting in, and enjoy the detoxing soak.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm here with Lara Riggio from the Lara Touch Studio in New York City, and I'm so excited to be talking to her today about essential oils and chakras. So welcome to the show, Lara. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, how did your journey with essential oils start?
Well, I actually got into what I'm doing now because of necessity. I was a personal trainer at the time, and I wound up having a very bad case of chronic fatigue syndrome. And the thing that ultimately healed me and got me better, got me feeling strong in myself again, was something called Eden Energy Medicine. And that's a system that's really based on the Chinese meridian system and the Indian chakra system. And I literally, within 2 months, went from really struggling walking up several flights of stairs to being able the same 4 flights of stairs with real ease. So it was really, really quite amazing. And the thing that I really loved about the work was after being, I mean, I went to from doctor to doctor to doctor, from practitioner to practitioner at the time when I was really, really sick. And while I got a little bit better, I always felt like, you know, I wasn't quite myself. I never got back to the same, you know, semblance of normal that I had had before I wound up contracting chronic fatigue. And so the other thing that I also was really demoralized by is the fact that I was always dependent on someone else to make me feel better. And what I loved about these exercises and this work was that I had tools every single day to use myself that I could use to make me feel better when my energy wound up being a little bit lower, or when I felt anxious, or when I just needed some kind of support. I had these exercises at my fingertips. So it was really like I got the power of acupuncture and, you know, sort of, I guess, Indian shaman at my own fingertips. And that's what I really try and help my clients do too. I give them the tools to help themselves feel better with these exercises. And my energy medicine practitioner, the person that works on me, got into essential oils, and she started incorporating them into our sessions. And at first, I have to tell you, I disliked them. I was a person that just did not like the different fragrances of the oils and really had a resistance to using them. And so she made a deal with me. She said, look, they're so effective that you will just use the ones that you like. We don't have to use the ones you don't like the smell of. And I really, my eyes were opened. And the thing that I was the most impressed by was just the how immediate their effect was, especially for emotional relief. And so I immediately incorporated them into my own work with my own clients, and have just been so impressed with the results that I've created classes around this. And my classes primarily focus on chakra healing with emotional healing, you know, old wounds from, you know, your history as a, you know, in childhood, but also could also include past lives as well. And the effects are just so dramatic and incredible that it's really just exciting to use them on an everyday basis with my clients. I always say to them, look, all you have to do is just breathe in the oil that we use in our session. And in most cases, you get the same effect duplicated again, because the power of the limbic system is just so amazing. So I really, really, really use them and appreciate them so much in my practice.
Oh, there's so much there that you talked about that I just want to dive into even more. I love what you said about, you know, feeling empowered when you had those tools to work independently and not feeling, you know, so dependent on somebody else all the time to help support your system or to help you through some struggles. I just love that. And I want to hear more about how you got more into working with your clients, you know, specifically about emotional stresses. Picking up that perhaps you focus a little bit more on emotional health than actual physical health with your clients. Is that, am I picking up on that right?
Well, I actually do both. When someone comes into me for a session, I do a general energy balance where I really test. I use a system of applied kinesiology where I test all of the energy systems and I see just what is generally out of balance. And we balance that with exercise or with oils. And then I'm always looking for, even if someone has a physical ailment, what is the emotional underlying cause of that physical ailment? In most cases, there is an emotional driver for physical illness or dis-ease in the body. And when a person can really understand just what the emotional components are and work on them, release them, the healing of the physical problem really moves a lot faster and with greater ease. And so that's the way that I work with essential oils and the emotions when I'm working with a physical issue. But a lot of my clients really just come to me for emotional relief. And it's emotional relief usually if they're experiencing something tough, like a divorce or a death in the family, or, you know, maybe they just have insomnia because they have high levels of stress in their life. So for those reasons, but also the other thing that will bring it up is amazing change. So change is a very, very stressful thing. And while it can be fun and exciting to expand, you know, what you're doing in your life in a positive way, take on a new job that's, you know, an upgrade, or move into a new apartment that is more luxurious than your last one, or start a new career that is really more in alignment with your heart, all of those things, while fabulous, can also just be a stressor on you because they're different from what you've known before. And so I really do look at stress and upsetting emotions in a different way. So I always like to tell my clients, you know, upset is access if you really are able to look at what's bothering you and why, and then think about what you want. The upset is really just an opportunity to really help you grow. And so, you know, I try to teach my clients that emotions are really not bad things. They're really ways that your psyche and your body is talking to you and can give you better answers about what you want in your life and help you get there. And essential oils are key here because in order to really free yourself up to move forward, you need to release those upsetting emotions, figure out what you want, and then take action to get those things that you desire.
I love that, revolutionaries. Upset is access. I love that. So I'd love, Laura, if you could talk a little bit more about how chakras might be incorporated into everything that you're talking about. But maybe first, for those that aren't familiar with what chakras are, can you give us a quick little intro to that?
Sure. Chakras are actually, you have seven. Some people see an eighth chakra as well. So it's two more up in the crown region. I primarily work with seven. And they're actually spinning funnels of energy that hold emotional information. And they hold emotional information from your past, or like I said before, from past lives. And they really help us have a basis of understanding in the world that, you know, we can rely on. However, when we're upgrading our consciousness or, again, making changes, sometimes the information in them needs to be cleaned out and removed so that we can have space for new information to come in and for us to really, really grow and expand our physical and energetic experience of what's possible. So when I work with chakras, what we're really doing is cleaning them out of old information so that we can really expand ourselves in a new way and bring new information and ideas in. And so I will have my clients hold their head and hold their chakra or hold specific points in the, on their head that are that affect specific meridians while they tap their chakras or spin their chakras. So when you spin a chakra to the left, you are actually removing energy from it. When you spin it to the right, you're adding energy in or resetting that particular chakra.
Fascinating. And how would you incorporate the essential oils into that work?
So there's a wonderful, wonderful book that I use literally every day. It's called Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils by Carolyn L. Mein, M-E-I-N. And you can find this book on Amazon. I primarily use this book, and I have a system of muscle testing where I will ask my client to focus on whatever the emotion is that's troubling them and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Then I will muscle test to see just which emotion that they need in this particular book. And find when I find the emotion, say, for example, let's just say, actually, one that comes up a lot for people when I initially start working with them is just fear. And fear, for example, like if we're looking at, you know, upgrading your life, there are a lot of people experience fear of success and fear of failure. Well, fear of success and fear of failure could really be, you know, in the guise of fear of abandonment. You know, if I change and become more successful than, say, my family, will they still love me? If, you know, fear of taking risks, if I put myself out there in a bigger way, will I be made fun of or judged? Maybe it's fear of success, like, will I be able to handle all the responsibility that comes with this? Or fear of failure, well, if I fail, will people still love me? Will I still have my job? All these feelings. But these levels of fear very much associate with first chakra fear that's really about survival. Because when we're children, we very much believe that, you know, if we're abandoned by our parents, you know, we would die. And so we have these deep-rooted fears of abandonment often that are left over from childhood that come up every single time we're trying to sort of move forward or grow into, you know, a new level into our lives. And so fear of survival will come up. And what I'll have my clients do is rub the oil cedarwood on their hands. They'll breathe in that feeling of survival. And then so that we can upgrade this emotion and this thought, I'll have them think of the opposite emotion, which is unity. And I'll have them breathe in the cedarwood again. And then the way out statement is, I am one with all that is. And so I'll have them breathe in the oil again as they think, I am one with all that is. And then I'll have them work with their chakras by holding their head and doing this tapping routine or just holding two points together to help to balance this thought process and this emotional pattern in their body. So what we're actually doing with this is we're using the limbic system. So your limbic system really is the part of your brain that helps you remember things, and it is very much stimulated by smell. So the same way that you may walk into a bakery and smell cinnamon and immediately be transported back into your grandmother's kitchen, we can also have you feel your feeling, breathe in the oil, breathe in another or the same oil, and then think a different thought and a different emotion, the opposite emotion, and reprogram your reaction to it. And so it really is that powerful. And I find that when I do these clearings, my clients can, you know, have a feeling of fear that's like at an 8, 9, or 10 level. And by the time we do maybe 1, 2, 3 sets of different oils, we're going to move it down to below a 2 or a 1. And this can literally take 15 to 20 minutes in a session. So it's very, very effective. And what's even greater, and from my opinion, is that when they leave me and maybe are triggered again by something, then they can use the oil again, even at their deaths, just literally just smell the oil and get back to that same level of relaxation and peace.
That is so fascinating. And these clients of yours, have they ever used essential oils before? Or sometimes is this sort of first time getting those results?
A lot of them that this is their first time, when they initially see me, this is their first time, or if they've used essential oils before, they love them. They may love them and use them, but they're not quite sure how to apply them, I think, in this pointed way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when that book can be so helpful that you mentioned. And I actually had Dr. Mine on our show to talk about her book that you referenced, the Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's amazing. Yeah. And I think that that book she created has just changed so many lives. So fascinating. So I think that was episode 22 for anyone that wants to go back and listen to her talk about the book. It's just wonderful the way that these essential oils link to the different emotions and the different organs in our bodies. And then also to talk about the way they relate to the chakras, I think is so interesting. So for someone that's listening at home that, let's say, for example, might be struggling with some just generalized stress that we all encounter every day, what would be a good oil for them to use and how could they use it at home?
Sure, sure. So if you have stress away oil, it's one of my favorites. I also love peace and calming. The two of them work very, very well. And you could literally just rub the oil on your fingertips, take a deep breath in. And, you know, when we're stressed, we're actually in the middle of a sympathetic nervous response. So our body goes into this state of high alertness and really panic. And all of these physiologic responses actually happen. So, you know, blood rushes from your brain to your limbs to power your fight or your flight. And you start really also just conserving energy and using your more dominant brain side, your right side or your left side. And so all of these things happen. Your heart rate increases, your eyes dilate. And when you're in that state, it's kind of hard to calm yourself down with thought. Okay, so we can just simply breathe in the oil. And remember, when you breathe in that oil, we're truly activating the limbic system. So we're overriding the stress response from a central nervous system perspective. Okay, we're making a chemical shift here as we do this. And so as you breathe in the oil, rather than being in this stress state, you're going to tell your body, I can relax right now. There's no lion, tiger, or bear chasing me. And I'll be able to think more clearly and be more effective as I calm down. So as you're breathing the oil, you're basically telling yourself there's no lions, tigers, or bears, oh my, and I can relax and actually be more effective and creative as I calm down. And as you just sort of say this to yourself, I am safe, I can be relaxed, I'm at peace, you can rub your temples. Just literally rub them in a circular fashion as you say this. And, you know, with the oil in your hands, you'll probably still be picking up the scent of it. And just again, repeat that. I can relax and be calm because I'm safe and this stress is not life-threatening and I'll be more effective as I calm down. And after you do that, you literally just trace over your ears and down the back of your neck. Just do it 3 times. And that you can literally do anywhere without it being too obvious. You know, you can even do it at your desk cubicle, at a stoplight, on a train, and it really does calm your stress response. And that directly affects the triple warmer meridian, which is the meridian in your body that actually stimulates that fight or flight reaction. So we're using two different systems. We're using the meridian system to help calm that triple warmer response and the limbic system to, again, change that sympathetic response into a parasympathetic, restive, or restorative state.
Oh, that's great. Such good advice. Now, I kind of have hopefully it's not too dumb of a question, but for someone that doesn't know that much about chakras, I'm picking up that we want our chakras to be clear. We want that energy to be flowing. How does someone know if they are stuck and how do they tell which chakra is, you know, blocking that flow and where can they go to look which oil might help release that flow or that energy?
Well, this book, actually, The Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils is an awesome resource. And it has, basically on page 53 in that book, it has all of the oils that correlate to the specific chakras. And I think that I use muscle testing in my practice. I also teach my clients in my classes how to muscle test themselves. And muscle testing, if you know how to muscle test yourself, go for it and actually use the book and figure out which which emotion you may need to clear in which chakra. However, for those people who don't know how to muscle test, you could literally go to page 53 in this book and clear your chakras with essential oils in this way. And one of the things I'm going to give every one of the listeners here today is my chakra balancing routine that you can do with essential oils. So I'm actually going to gift that to you all so that you can go through and actually do a chakra clearing on your own. And I think that, you know, if you clear all of the chakras, you can pretty much know that you are clear and open in, at every level. And really, when I start doing chakra work with my clients, most people generally are frozen, you know, through all seven chakras. So if you're especially just starting chakra work, it's a really good idea to work with all of them and to start at the root chakra and move up.
Oh, what a fantastic gift. I'm excited to snag that myself and try it. Yay. All right. So, Lara, there's a few questions we like to ask all of our guests when they come on the show. The first question is, can you just share with us what your daily health habits look like?
Oh, wow. Well, I get up in the morning and one of my new favorite things to do is I swish around coconut oil in my mouth for about 5 minutes. And it actually is whitening my teeth, and it has been said to pull toxins out of your body. So I definitely feel different after I do it, and I'm really happy at the way my teeth look after doing it for several months now. There was first the word on the street was do it for 20 minutes, and now there's research out that says that it's more beneficial to do it for five, because if you do it for 20, then the toxins can actually be reabsorbed into your system. So anyway, that's better for me. So I literally get up, go into the kitchen, take a spoonful of that, swish it around, brush my teeth, mouthwash, and then I go take my probiotics and drink a glass of water, because when you're hydrated, we're mostly wake up. When we wake up, we're mostly dehydrated. So I drink about an 8 to 10 ounce glass of water, and you know, probiotics are so great for your gut health, and you really want to take them 20 to 30 minutes before you eat. So then I shower, then I get out, get dressed. I do my energy routine. So I will also give you guys a quick little energy routine you can do as well, so you can feel the effects of that, because that really stimulates the meridian system more than the chakra system. And when you've been sleeping and when you wake up, you know, all your organs have a tendency to be a little bit, you know, sluggish. They've been in repair mode. Tapping them, so tapping K27, a major kidney meridian point, thymus point, spleen and liver points, kind of jump starts your meridian system and really gives me a great surge of energy in the morning. I also repair my auric field. Your auric field is pretty much your personal energetic cloud, and it really makes being in the world a much more pleasant experience because it filters other energies before they hit you inside your body. And so it helps to keep you protected from negative energies out there, but also barometric pressure changes and energetic fronts from weather that are coming in that could affect you and give you headaches. And it also can actually help you be better received by others as well. So I do that. And then I zip up the center, which is going to also be a nice protective mechanism. It strengthens the central and the governing meridians. So again, it protects the body. So I do all of that in the morning, but it literally takes 5 minutes so that my body is then prepped and ready before I go out on the streets of New York City. Then I walk my dog, which is a total joy lift and makes me happy as we play fetch. And then I leave for work. So that's my total plan. But you know, my goal every morning is to really leave feeling energized and grounded in my own body before I face the world.
That's great. Now, where can people get those two gifts that you mentioned, the chakra balancing routine and the energy routine?
Well, I am creating a page that is special for you and your listeners. And so I will give you that link. So all they'll have to do is click on that link and they'll have direct access.
Okay. Well, we'll be sure to put that on the show notes for this episode, which will be at revolutionoils.com/chakras, C-H-A-K-R-A-S. Great. So one more question, Lara, and what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I recently gave up milk products. I really love coffee. It's something that I just love. And I actually muscle test okay for it. It's test strong on my body. But cream, my beloved cream that I loved in my coffee, really was causing me to have some, you know, sensitivities and allergic responses, and really did not test well on my body at all. It was causing my body some stress. And so I had to give it up. And so I've actually replaced it with coconut oil. Again, my new favorite thing. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I just use a little bit of espresso and I blend the coconut oil in it. It's I found out about it from a friend who drinks bulletproof coffee.
Oh yeah.
The bulletproof phenomenon and craze. But I really, really love it. And I actually feel really good after drinking it too. So I just think that coconut oil is just this wonder food. And it's interesting. I can't really handle the coconut milks or the coconut creams. They have too much sugar in them for me, but coconut oil, my body really, really loves. So I might say, you know, dairy products and change them out for, you know, the coconut oil. It's pretty cool. So I would also say too, another thing that I've tried not to do is watch so much TV before I go to sleep. And I really do my energy work before I go to sleep, because I feel like I have a much more sound sleep when there is no electronic device around me right before I go to sleep. Because, you know, Wi-Fi and, you know, even the waves from the television can really jack up your central nervous system. And even if you fall right to sleep, you will probably not have as sound of a sleep if you, you know, as if you turned it off maybe, you know, an hour to even 30 minutes prior to going to sleep. So I would suggest turning off the TV and maybe reading, or, you know, better yet, maybe doing your chakra clearing before you go to sleep. That would be an amazing way to, you know, really prepare your body to rest. And it's an interesting concept. You know, we don't think about we prepare to rest. Well, you know, but is our central nervous systems are so on these days with all of the demands that are placed on us in terms of just the amount of ways that we connect with people, email and social media and text message, just keeping track of it all really puts our central nervous systems on high alert and can really overwhelm our brains and central nervous systems. And so when we can really prepare our bodies to sleep and to restore, you're going to have a much more restful sleep and wake up feeling, you know, really like you've gotten a good rest and a good amount of relaxation. So you can start your day with more energy and more vitality.
Those hours right before sleep can really be so crucial, or even just taking an hour before you lay down to take care of yourself. I agree wholeheartedly. I feel so much different when I do that, but it's hard. Sometimes I do watch TV up before bed, especially because there's a new season of Orange is the New Black out. It's like, I have to watch it.
No, totally. No, I would say, you know, I don't think you even have to put away an hour. I mean, yeah, honestly, like, I don't know that I would do it if it was a whole hour, but yeah. I mean, literally 10, 15 minutes. And the chakra clearing I'm giving you guys, I think it's about that long, like 10 or 15. So it's just a great way. And even if you don't even have time to do that, I'll give you a picture on that same page of the head hold. There's a way that you can literally place one hand on the back of your head across the occipital ridge, that ridge on the back of your head, and across your forehead right above your eyebrows. Put pillows under your elbows, just relax into this position. And as you feel pulses in your hands, you're going to be really taking your body into a parasympathetic state, bringing blood from your limbs and the rest of your body back to your brain. So it really takes your body from any sort of sympathetic, you know, state or way of being into a parasympathetic state. And again, switching off the sympathetic response from a physical perspective. So you don't have to think about doing anything. All you have to do is lay there. And it takes literally like 3 to 5 minutes. You'll probably fall asleep in that position. But, you know, the kinds of sleeps you'll have in terms of quality is going to be, I think, different from what you've experienced. And my clients all love, love, love that exercise.
Oh, I'm so excited. You are just hooking us up with amazing gifts of knowledge here. I can't wait to try. Well, thanks so much, Laura. It's been such a pleasure. And what's the easiest way for people to get in touch with you if they want to learn more about your work?
You can just literally email us at info@thelaratouch.com.
Well, thanks again, Lara, for joining us today on the Essential Oil Revolution. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, I'm not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.